All right, little Christopher Cross, and that means as we look at the clock, it is 9:40 on a Tuesday. It's time to talk to our friends at SalesportTalk.com. I am Rick Tittle, and as always, co-hosting the segment with me from SalesportTalk.com is Karen Lyle. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing fantastic, Rick, and it's a pleasure to be here on this beautiful day.
All right, let's bring in our guests. We're happy to have him, Scotty Dixon, who is a native Kiwi now living in California. First of all, what are some of the sort of cultural and sensibility nuances that you've had from New Zealand to California, Scotty?
Yeah, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Karen. Great question. I guess I've been here around 30 years now, so a lot of people are now claiming me as a Southern Californian, but obviously I still have the strong Kiwi accent. Yeah, I would say initially, you know, the Kiwi way is kind of roll up your sleeves and get on with it, and maybe a little less sensitive to how you get the job done. You just get it done, and even if you know, you bruise a couple of egos along the way. And I think over the years, I've very much learned that that's not the best way, and ruling with an iron fist doesn't always doesn't bring the best result. So I guess I've over the years I've learned to slow things down and operate as a team. And so I think I feel very relaxed here in California, and but still have the focus and the drive that I adopted probably mostly through my family growing up.
Well, speaking of focus and drive, you just won the Figure Cup, and congratulations on that to you and your team. Would you like to give a shout out to your team members?
I absolutely would. my team, and very, very proud of the results, just because I know how much hard work they put in, and they very much deserved it. Eric Berzins, and these are all local guys. They live here in Long Beach, and they're not just great sailors, but you know, these are my buddies that I meet for Taco Tuesdays and down the pub on Wednesdays, whatever it is. Eric Berzins, who was with very world esteemed multi-hull designers Morelli and Melvin, Shane Young, who is also a member here at Long Beach Yacht Club, and he is a skipper in his own right, so it was fun for him to be on board. We have Steve Flam, also a Long Beach Yacht Club member, and I think I'll have to check with Steve downstairs, but I think this year might be his 34th Congressional Cup. And then we have Garrett Brown, who again lives just around the block from me, and he and his fiance are getting ready for the International 14 Worlds in Italy later this year. And then finally Zach Hanna is the new kid on the team, and he lives all the way way down south in Seal Beach, which is about a 2-minute drive from here.
So when you're in LA, do you get a lot of the people want to go on your boat, maybe some of the your fellow Kiwi, like Flight of the Conchord type of are you like all, is it naive to assume that you all know each other?
It's a good question. I'm sure everyone's familiar with 6 degrees of separation, Kevin Bacon and all that. People ask me what it's like in New Zealand, and I say, well, it's like 6 degrees of separation, except it's 3 degrees of separation. And if you're involved in the sailing industry, it's 1 degree, which means everybody knows everybody. And we very much, when Kiwis are traveling, and regardless of the sport discipline, we tend to stick pretty close together because we are a small country. I think we're 4.5 million, maybe. We are the same land area and population as Arizona. And when you think about Arizona, what do you think of? A lot of desert and cactus, you know, some beautiful cities in between, but, you know, a lot of open spaces. So that's New Zealand.
I guess I was trying to get to, you know, Jermaine Clement, Brett McKenzie, or maybe even a Reese Darby. Take them out.
Gosh, I'd love to if they gave me a call. Are you kidding? Yeah, big fans of all of them, of course. But whether or not I'm on their radar, I wouldn't be so sure. But yeah, no, that'd be a privilege.
Well, you might be now. So this is the 14th win that you've had. Did I get that correctly? It was 14 wins on the Ficker Cup. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I read that on the internet too, so it must be true. I thought I counted up 13, but who knows? But yeah, it's every win for me has it's not been taken for granted, and this one was very special, just because I've been out of the scene for about 5 years. You know, I was kind of hiding down in New Zealand for a couple of years during COVID, and you know, when I turned back up here, a lot of people, including myself, wondered if I, you know, remembered how to match race. So, no, it was a wonderful result. A
couple more questions for Scotty Dixon, Rick Tuttle, and Karen Lyle with you, SalesportTalk.com on Sports Byline. I think about some of the long journeys you've done, like Transpacs. Could you tell us about the Cape Town to Rio? Because that sounds very taxing.
Yeah, so that is a 3,600-mile race, transatlantic. And to put that in perspective, the Transpac, which is a very long race, LA to Hawaii, that's only 2,200 miles. So Cape Town to Rio is 1.5 Transpacs. And, yeah, did that, I believe, 2000, actually, the new millennium. On a very fast 74-foot boat. I think we probably had about 11 or 12 people on board. And we set the race record. I think it was a pretty quick trip from memory. You know, it might have been 12 days. But, yeah, you just get into a routine where you operate on... you actually get a lot of sleep, but it's typical watch schedule. It might be 4 hours on, 4 hours off. So you get used to getting sleep when you can. And then you, you know, you obviously have structured meals and snacks and things. And but obviously you're in the sun and working very hard when you're on deck. And, you know, if you get to the end of, 10 or 11 days of a well-structured program, you find you've probably had more sleep than you normally would if you're in, you know, at your own house, in your own bed, and you've had, you know, 3 square meals a day and snacks, and you've been exercising, and, you know, you begin to figure out that, hang on, the body operates pretty well when it's lean and exercised and hungry. It's good.
Just throw this in as a follow-up. How do you exercise on the boat?
Well, I mean, sailing is exercise in itself. You're always moving sails or, you know, prepping something, grinding, or even driving in heavier conditions can be very taxing, you know, on the forearms and the wrists. I think the biggest thing is we only use certain muscle groups. So, yeah, it is important to... find a bit of empty deck space and stretch out the hamstrings, and because you just get into this mode of you know, always bending over and, you know, turning the winches, etc. So it is important to have that flexibility along with the strength.
Well, just the motion of the boat is good work on the core. Speaking of your beginning, you had started out with Tag Heuer's America's Cup Challenge when you were younger, and then basically graduated to coaching and helping, Chris Steele and Will Tiller and Leonard Takahashi and James Wilson. What is your feeling about the upcoming generations of youth and what hopes you have for the future? Any rising stars you see?
Absolutely, and great question, Karen. I'm very passionate about youth sailing and developing the sport at all ages, and I've been very instrumental in introducing a learn to sail fleet of boats here at Long Beach Yacht Club. We now have 8 Solings, which are 26 feet long, and we've basically dumbed them down so that they are people can learn the basics. But they've become very popular with the kids and the youth teams also. I'm very honored that the club has named a youth trophy in my name called the Dixon Cup, and it's a youth match racing championship here in Southern California. And I will tell you, for the first time probably since, you know, I've been in Southern California, that the sport is really booming, especially at a younger level. But we now have a pretty clear path for youth sailors, for kids to go from a smaller boat to an intermediate boat to a bigger boat, which, you know, traditionally that was a pretty tough transition. And, you know, kids would get to the end of high school sailing and they, you know, you go from a little 14 footer to a 40 footer, and you know, it might scare a lot of them away, or, you know, they're just not sure where to turn to. And now there's a very clear path and there's so much young talent. And the other statistic that is pretty bold everywhere, especially in New Zealand, but I think the male-female ratio, it's I don't know if it's 50-50 or if the ladies have taken over, but it's very strong. The future's looking very bright.
We just have a minute, so real quick, is there a holy grail event for you, something that you still want to accomplish?
Oh, look, I just feel privileged to be a part of any event I'm involved in, and right now it's one day at a time kind of thing. And so this week, you know, just the Survive Congressional Cup with my team and my buddies, that'll be my whole holy grail. And hopefully at the end of the week, we're all mates, and we've had a great week. That's success for me.
There he is, the California Kiwi, Scotty Dixon. Scotty, thanks for your time and insights. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you,
Scotty.
Great
luck on your Congressional Cup. Now that you and the other two teams that are going to the Congressional Cup from the Ficker Cup, we sure wish you the very best.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Sure, Karen. Good talking to you, and we'll do it again next week. How about that?
We will indeed. Actually, next week you may be talking to Patty because I will be on a plane to London, going to Windsor Castle.
Oh well, I'm sorry. Did the King Charles invite you over again?
Yes, actually. and I will be, I'll be touching bases with you from London. I'll be there for a couple of weeks, so you'll get to talk to me and I'll update you at that time.
Well, I'll be at the Casper Dog outside of the Kaiser Hospital in Richmond.
Oh, that's great. I love the Casper Dog. It's
weird. All right. Two different lives. Karen, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.